Good morning, this is Sylvia Enns from the University of Healing in Campo, California. It's my thought for today. Change is a decision. We have in front of our dining room window a hummingbird feeder with a pretty little manzanita branch underneath. So if ever one wants to sit down, they can do so, and some really take advantage of it. They sit on the branch and bend over to suck some nectar, while others have to use their wing power and hover above it. They just sit there and bend over, stop and bend over again. Very creative. And we've had hummingbirds coming by the dozens. It was humming out there every morning and during the day too, but mostly in the morning they came. And now it's migrating time again, and they became slowly fewer and fewer, because for them it was time to move on. Except one. One hummingbird just couldn't make the decision to move on. And it was on Sunday that I saw it sitting on the manzanita branch out there, facing our dining room, and not watching for the whole day. Each time I was walking by, it was still sitting there, looking into our dining room. Sometimes it was sipping a little bit of the sugar nectar or cleaning its little feathers. But it was there all day long. And it just reminded me of my own attitude sometimes, or the attitude of most of our human species, who have a difficult time to make a decision for change or to move on from a human attitude to a divine attitude. And I was reminded that by that from one of our students who is 86 years, and she lives in a senior community. And she was talking about how actually really difficult it is to talk to older people. Well, she's surrounded by so-called older people, and she said they all live in the past. They love to talk about their limitations, their illnesses, the difficulties they have experienced. And that's, I know, a decision to start talking about our unlimitedness, about our divine nature, is not an easy step. Like how a little hummingbird, we can sit on our old attitudes and just sit and not budge, because we are so used to it. It's such a habit. And everybody else does it. But I think, and this is my idea and thought for today, it's just the right time to make that change, to move on, to migrate to the divine sphere in ourselves. And start talking about who we really are, that divine being, that unlimited being, experiencing wholeness and perfection, abundance, harmony, peace. And how do we experience it? Just by making the decision to change, making the decision to leave the limitations behind, the past behind, and start living in the presence, saying, I'm whole and perfect, I am peace. I live in my eternally perfect and ideal spirit, mind and body. And just enjoy that new heaven that we have created, which was always there and will always be there, because it's our reality, it's our true nature. And so I encourage our little hummingbird bird to just go on and make the change. It's worth it. Have a wonderful, fulfilling, happy day.